A communications disruption can mean only one thing. Invasion.
For the Republic!
Frequency 1138 is all clear and clanker free. This is Clone Army Radio.
Execute Order 66.
Begun. The Clone War.
What is up, Clone Army? Welcome back to the best accidental Star Wars podcast this side of the galaxy. We're just simple clones trying to make our way like our father before us. And welcome to Imperial March Madness 2022 wrap-up. No, round two wrap-up. I screwed that up last time, too.
But is it the wrap? Isn't there like a food? Some sort of Wanta wrap or something like that? Quanta wrap?
Oh, the Ronto wrap.
Ronto wrap, yeah.
Ronto wrap up.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. Ronto wrap up show. Yeah.
And then I'll let you say the fun part of what this tournament is called, because you say it fun, like a fun way.
What, like Imperial March Madness? The whole thing, or?
No, just.
What's my motivation?
Scum and villainy.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either. Imperial March Madness 2022 Scum and Villainy Edition.
Yes. So, a lot of people showed up to vote again. Do we have to introduce ourselves every week?
I don't think so.
I don't know. You guys know who we are, right?
Well, he's John.
You're Leto.
There you go. We're done.
We have a bunch of AKAs, you know, but
we'll move on.
Yeah. We're good.
And you're you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The listeners.
You are the listener. Job of the butt, wherever you're at. Yeah, when I call him out, he usually shows up, crawls up out of his rock and,
yes, you rang.
But I think you have to say his name three times, right?
Job of the butt, job of the butt, job of the butt.
Come on, name that movie, not you, Leto. Listeners.
Oh, right.
Email us. Tell us what movie that's from. It's Beetlejuice.
They were right. It is Beetlejuice.
You all did great. We gotta contact this Beetlemeyer guy or whatever. Anyway, so any upsets this week?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah.
No?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't have the final numbers. I got the Twitter number, so we'll see.
Okay, yeah. So which one do you want to do foist?
Schlotkins.
What?
Bo-Katan, and let's just get this one out of the way. Is it Boosk?
You were all mad at me because I thought it was funny. Now you say it.
Well, this is how, like, you know, we just get ahead of it.
All right.
And we get it out of the way.
Bo-Katan and Bosk.
I think this got spell checked. I had it right. I don't understand why I don't even know how you can spell check it. Maybe I'm just being, like, I'm not dumb, but maybe I am dumb.
It's fine. It's an easy mistake. It's two S's.
And I was going to change it, but like somebody voted like so fast and I couldn't change it.
All right.
But yeah.
Let me tell you the Instagram one.
Oh, yeah. Hold on real quick. Yeah, because it was what?
It just disappeared.
Oh, geez. 68% for Bo-Katan. So she's winning. The 32 for Bosk. But yeah, let us know.
56% Bo-Katan, 44% Bosk. So Bo-Katan is the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let me bust out a little visual aid for you. Bo-Katan!
Oh, yeah, I got her on my desk at work. Oh, you got her guns on. I think I lost them already.
Did you? Yeah. Did you eat them?
Oh, we can't eat them.
I think I swallowed one of her guns. Dude. All right, so Bo-Katan moves on. Do you have the bracket open? I don't.
No. I just have the. I see what you're saying. I see what you want to do, though. You want to see the
next matchup.
The next matchup, dude. I just did a Crocodile Dundee reference. Went right over your head.
Did it really? What was it?
Crocodile Dundee 2. I said, no, we can't eat them. We just have to watch them.
Oh my god! It's been so long. Needs more garlic. All right. Well, so while you're pulling up the bracket, I'm gonna go to the next one. We'll do Chewbacca and Fennec Shand.
Chewbacca.
Fennec Shand, 60%.
So I got you. I got you here, dude. I got it. I got the bracket up.
You're killing me, dude.
Yeah.
Because I keep these things scroll to the next step. So while I'm reading it and you say something, then I have to try and like reboot it to look at it.
That's what I'm talking, reboot. Okay, go ahead.
Hang on. All right. Fennec Shand versus Chewbacca. Instagram. 60% Fennec Shand, 40% Chewbacca.
Okay, that's pretty much what happened on Twitter. 55% Fennec Shand, 45% for Chewbacca. So Fennec Shand moves on.
All right.
Unfortunately. That's right, yeah. I said it.
Here we go. Little Fennec Shand with some spatchka and a rifle.
Oh, nice. She's
like, what's up, bro?
How'd you get a spatchka drink?
That's my custom Fennec Shand I made.
That's awesome.
Take
a picture of that. Put it on Twitter.
I will.
That one's funny.
I was thinking about lining. I think I have all the figures that are the winners. So I was thinking about lining them up with the tournament bracket in the background. Take a picture.
Very cool.
Okay, so you tell me which next one you want to do.
Han Solo, the Armorer.
Yeah, how do you feel about this one?
I don't like anything about the second round.
44% Han, 56 Armorer on Instagram.
This is crazy. How does the Armorer beat Han Solo? Original. Like, obviously, the people who voted are not diehard Star Wars OTs. It's this new group, this Disney Plus era people.
Possibly. I mean, she's, again, if they're looking at fighting, she would probably beat the heck out of him, right?
Oh, I guess so. I guess I always forget to think about fighting. I just think about, like, I think Han Solo is way cooler than the Armorer.
Oh, yeah, by far. Like, I mean, Han Solo is one of the best acted, best written characters in most of cinema. So,
yeah.
No, I'm right there with you. I was really surprised because I thought Han was just going to knock this out of the park.
For real?
Like 100% vote.
Han was going to the finals, I thought.
Yeah, for sure.
So both my number ones are out. You know, I don't know. My Chewbacca's out. All I got is Lando left in the whole tournament.
Holy crap.
So the Armorer is going up against Fennec Shand in the Elite Eight.
Check it out.
I know, that's good.
This is a really cool figure.
Did you get all your figures out for this? Because it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I did. I was like, I'm like, who all won? I might have missed like one. I can't remember, but I think I have all the figures.
No, I didn't see you playing with your dolls again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll just go because this is the one that's open on my phone. Cad Bane versus Kersantan. I knew this would happen. Ooh. 70% Cad Bane, 30% Kersantan.
Yeah, I got 80-20 on the twits.
Okay.
So that pretty much lines up perfectly.
This is fun because I just got this not that long ago.
Wow. That's nice.
Paid a pretty penny for this guy on eBay, man.
You're going to have that.
I know.
One of those big characters. Yep.
What's next?
Well, that's Bo-Katan versus Cad Bane in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Round. Yeah. That's who the you were asking who she fights in the next round. So that's a pretty cool matchup.
Bo-Katan versus Cad Bane.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Holy crap.
Yep.
It just registered. I heard you, but then I'm like, wow. Okay, that's a big one.
That's huge. Maybe we'll see some of that, and I don't know. Where could we see this fight for real? Obi-Wan? Mandalorian? Maybe the Mandalorian.
Spaceballs 2?
The Search for More Money?
Sure. Maybe.
That'll work. they need a plot. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So we got Han, Fennec, Cad, Bo. Din and Pre Vizsla?
Yeah.
Do we even have to look at that one? Was that close at all?
70-30 on Twitter.
90-10 on Insta. Din.
Din! Sorry, my upper register is a little gravelly. Din!
Nice. He'll bring you in warm or bring you in cold.
Right. Preferably cold. That's off. Pretty cool that they that he uses the freezing method to bring in his bounties. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I mean that they were just trying that for the first time, but then he's like, oh, he must have heard about it or something. That's a good idea. I don't have to feed them. They don't have to go to the bathroom. They don't want to escape. Like, I know where they're at. You know what I mean? I can go and get other bounties. Like,
oh, the carbon freeze.
Carbon freeze. Yeah. It's pretty ingenious. Like, to just roll with that.
You know, there's some confusion about that. Because remember the Citadel Clone Wars episodes?
Yes.
Where carbon freezing was like no big deal in those yep. episodes. But then in The Empire Strikes Back, it was like,
you have hibernation sickness.
Yeah, they didn't make it. Yeah, they didn't have any hibernation sickness in the Clone Wars.
Don't they talk about it? How, like, aren't these, like, don't they talk about their site for a little bit in the Citadel?
I mean, you'll have to go back to Clone Army Radio's back catalog and listen to those episodes to find out.
Okay, if I only had the time.
You gotta make the time for Clone Army Radio.
Right. Car.
Yes. Okay, so that was Din Djarin taking out Pre Viz.
Yep.
Jango Fett versus Kira?
Yeah, don't tell me.
Yeah, that was... I was surprised on Insta.
I don't understand.
100% Jango on Insta.
For real? I got, what, like 50, 58, 57 to 43 on Twitter. And
oh, wow, that's close.
Yeah, valiant effort. Someone, you know, some people tried to fight the good fight and get her... off to the next level, you know, but just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot closer. Like the like her versus Gar Saxon was a tight one. Here's this guy.
Who's that? That's Jango?
Yeah, I had to go pick him up because I forgot that he was in this.
Hold on a minute. Let's see here. I'm going to screen share my second screen so you can see it. Is that good? You see it?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Shrink it down.
Shrink it.
Okay. So there's so, Din, Jango. Oh, so next round is Din and
Jango Fett.
Jango Fett.
Jango Fett.
D is silent.
Oh, so that's the left side right there. That's everything?
Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
And we got one little bit left. And then we have our full Elite Eight. It's all you. It's all your guys. Din Djarin, Jango Fett. Bo-Katan and Cadius Bane.
Cadius Bane. And the Armorer versus Fennec Shand is coming up.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to sit back in my popcorn and just watch because I got no rooting interest in any of these people.
You know, I was thinking about that. Maybe the teams weren't lined up as fair as we thought. Maybe I shouldn't have taken bounty hunters and Mandalorians. Maybe you should have taken one of those and I should have taken smugglers or crime lords. You know what I mean? Do you think maybe I was a little top heavy on my teams?
I don't know. I think there's good bounty hunters. I mean, good smugglers and good crime lords, but it seems like they're not good fighters because it's what people use to do their picks. You know, obviously the crime lords don't really fight that much. They have people do it for them. So
I mean, I think on paper the matchups were really exciting.
Yeah,
so I mean, I guess it's just how people vote, you know. It's just
there were some unique matchups. Like when,
yeah, definitely. Like,
when would IG-11 and Lando meet? You know, never,
right?
You know, or Sabine Wren and Lady Proxima. I thought that was kind of fun. Bo-Katan and Maz Manata. It's just some interesting things going on. Tazu so, Leech and Din Djarin.
I mean, that should have been a slobber knocker.
Yeah. From way back, for sure. A classic slobber knocker.
That's like Hogan and Warrior right there.
Yeah. That's like Hogan versus the Renegade right there.
The Renegade. Wow, you just pulled that one out of your butt. That's awesome.
Oh, I know my wrestling. I know my wrestling.
That you do. Oh, I got a side note on that too when we're done recording. Lando versus Sabine. I guess we'll just look at the next setup, right?
If Tazu Leech is Renegade, who would Conan be?
Conan the wrestler?
Yeah.
Like, who would he be in Star Wars?
In our bracket here.
Oh, in our bracket. Okay. Yeah. Conan.
Oh, I already got it.
I was going to say Hondo.
Oh, that's Hondo. Not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's like similar personalities, I think, is what I was shooting at. What was yours?
I was going to say Bossk, because he's kind of like a BA kind of character.
Oh, yeah, I could see that too.
I could see like when Conan went, NWO.
For life. All right. 71% Sabine, 29% Lando on Insta.
Oh, my goodness. 17 Lando, 83 Sabine. So all you Sabiners out there.
Here's Sabine for you.
You want flying. What? Where's her leg at?
She's flying. Like,
oh, I got you. There it is.
She's on like this. I bought this custom version of her. She's on a stand that has like a little plastic thing, so it looks like she's flying.
Oh, because she's a flyer.
Super cool. She's got like the flames in her backpack, if you can see that.
She's a treetop flyer. She might get shot.
I'm going to end up having to start doing video podcasts so I can show all this stuff off. I'm going to need a makeup guy.
We'll have to hire an editor.
I don't know, man. Video editing might be a little over my helmet.
A little to the side.
Audio is fine.
Another one. That was my last hope. My final. I put a call out to all the four corners of the galaxy, and nobody showed up. So I know how Leia feels now.
Little Last Jedi reference there.
Yeah. You know? Nobody showed up. So it is what it is.
So who's fighting?
Maybe I'll just cancel this whole thing. What's that?
Fighting Sabine?
Sabine is going to be going up whoever wins Boba Fett versus Tar Vizsla.
Well, nobody showed up for Tar Vizsla on Instagram this week.
Oh, yeah. Twitter did not have any great things to say either. We got Boba Fett at 83 and Tar at 17.
Wow. Yeah, it was 100% Boba on Instagram.
Boba.
So that's it already, huh?
Oh, dude, two Mandos going at it toe-to-toe. That's awesome.
Actually, there's a group of two Mandos. You got Django and Din.
Where?
Up at the top left.
Oh, I see him.
And then you got Sabine and Boba, so there's some Mandalorians duking it out against each other.
Look at this. I just want to take the temperature here real quick. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Mandalorians. They're obviously the fighters of this whole group, of this whole tournament. They're saying the Mandalorians would whoop everybody. We might have to do a Mandalorian versus Jedi tournament.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that at one point. So
yeah,
we could try that at some point.
Mandalorians are obviously very well liked and very well battle tested, battle hardened, and I think the people respond to their fighting capabilities. I can see a, you know what I mean, to have like a more balanced tourney. Maybe Mandalorian versus Jedi next. What do you think? What do y'all think out there? Crickets.
Yeah, cricket over there. What do you think? Cricket. Okay.
So cricket.
You see, there's a possibility of this ending up Din versus Boba at the end.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You're right.
Or Cad versus Boba. It could turn out that way too.
Ooh, Cad versus Sabine.
Ooh. Bo versus the Armorer. There's some turmoil between the two of them. So there's some pretty cool looking matchups, dude.
There is turmoil? Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, she was talking a little smack about Bo in the Boba Fett.
There's no way, but like Din versus Fennec.
That'd be cool too.
That won't happen in real life, but like in the tournament here, this could happen.
It could. Oh, I didn't show. Darn it. I forgot to show the final winner action figure. He's still sitting on his throne. That's why he's posed like that.
It's like,
Yeah.
Let me at him. I'm a chicken hawk.
It's like our running joke on the show anymore. Okay, so why don't you give a quick rundown of each matchup real quick, because you got to go soon. So
yeah, so we got in the upper left quadrant of the bracket, we've got Din Djarin versus Django Defet. This is an epic battle that would never occur. It can occur in timelines unless somehow Star Wars does something with like going back in time, which would be pretty cool, actually. So this is a total what if scenario that these two would be battling, but they've each won some pretty epic battles just to get to this point. You know, pre Vizsla, Kira. I mean, it was some slobber knockers that they had to get through. So looking forward to seeing what's going to happen there. My guess is Din probably goes all the way because he is Star Wars at this point. He's the most exciting thing in Star Wars at this point. And he's a great fighter. So, like, if you're into fighting, so he's got both things checked. Like, he's popular and he can fight. So, this is great. Until we see, you know, Din Djarin all retired on Octu, you know, staring out double stars, you know, and him trying to, like, I used to be somebody, but now I'm a bum. Until that time happens, I think he's going to be, you know, the echelon of Star Wars. And then right below them is Bo-Katan Cad Bane, which we know Cad Bane's fate or what have you, question mark, blinky thing on his chest.
Right.
And Bo-Katan, which is, if Din is number one, I would have to say Bo, to me, Bo is like a solid number three. As far as popularity in this new Disney era of expanded stories or, you know, filling in the gap stuff. So Bo-Katan is going up against Cad Bane. And Cad Bane, I was like, I can't believe they brought him into at live action. This is going to be great. Usher in a whole new era of bounty hunters and cool bounty hunters and cool bounty hunter stories. This is going to last a decade at least. Decade meaning two episodes. So, it's fun to see that one. And you can do the other side, John, if you would like.
All right. So the other side, top right corner, we've got the Armor versus Fennec Shand, which we've seen both of them in action. I think that could go either way. The Armor obviously has the Beskar on. So if she gets Fennec in close, it's going to be over real quick because she's got those hammers, you know, her blacksmithing tools. But I'm kind of excited to see where people vote on that one.
That's if the Armorer and Fennec were on in a ring, would that one Vizsla, what was that Vizsla guy, the big one?
Paz
Vizsla, like, be hanging out and like give her a chair?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Knock out. Okay, cool.
Oh, absolutely. He would be interrupting the ref. And Fennec Shand, I think Fennec Shand goes into the matchup as a babyface.
Yeah. You know,
the crowd would be behind her, and the Armor would be like Ric Flair or Macho Man. You'd have Miss Elizabeth or Scary Sherry or Bobby Heenan or the Horseman out there trying to interfere and interrupt, and, you know.
Elizabeth.
But yeah, I think that one could go either way. It'll be interesting. I think if it's a popularity contest, it's a no-brainer. Fennec moves on.
Okay.
I mean, I know people love the Armor. I mean, she just beat Han Solo, though, so that's tough. I guess anything goes in this.
That's Imperial March Madness, you know?
Right.
Anything can happen. Scum and Villainy edition.
But I can only see Sabine, so who is she fighting? I don't remember.
Her?
You need to scroll down a notch. There you go. Oh, the Boba Fett. Boba Fett?
The Boba Fett.
The Boba Fett. Again, I mean, two Mandalorians, one's more bounty hunter than Mandalorian, but he still knows how to use all those gadgets and everything, like his father before him.
Right.
And I think that's another good one. Sabine's younger, she's faster.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm picking Boba. If I had to pick, I guess I would.
All right. Boba. Well, I'll pick Sabine.
I love both.
They're both good.
Yeah.
Both cool characters.
And I mean, this bottom half of the bracket, if Bo-Katan and Sabine win, they have to fight. No, they wouldn't fight each other. Never mind.
No,
I'm dumb. Erase that.
so if Sabine or Boba Fett win, they go up against the Armorer or Fennec Shand. So right. It could be like the armor versus Boba Fett or Sabine mm-hmm. Wren or Fennec Shand and Sabine. That'd be the final four. And then the champions would meet and square off mano a mano.
Steel cage match.
Yes.
Or false count anywhere. So they could be out in the parking lot.
Oh, like Chris Benoit in the Taskmaster. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it should be a retirement match. Whoever loses has to retire from Star Wars. False count anywhere. Any planet, any timeline. Like, they just keep fighting through all these different stories. Like, they end up on Dagobah.
Jumping off the tree to do an elbow smash. Yeah. All right, so...
If anybody got all my wrestling references, you're pretty old.
Right. Yeah, because none of this stuff goes on now. Although last night, Stone Cold Steve Austin came out in night one of WrestleMania and did a classic butt whooping.
Oh, for real?
Dude, it was... Oh, my God. It was so cool. Like, he... At first, he looked a little sluggish, you know, because he's 57 years old.
Right.
But, dude, then something like... a switch flipped or something, and he was just throwing you probably don't even know who Kevin Owens is. He's just kind of throwing him around, kicking his butt. He was drinking beers throughout the match, and
that's crazy.
Gave him the finger in the corner, you know, just classic Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff, dude. It was one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time.
Would you be upset at me if I said that I wasn't really a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan?
Why would I be upset?
I don't know. I'm not a
Last Jedi fan that gets mad when people don't like it.
Okay. I mean, like, I'd rather see somebody else. I mean, Stone Cold's cool and all, but like, I'm not really a Stone Colder. I don't know, like, if that's a thing.
But dude, I mean, he wasn't one of my favorites, but to see him come back at 57 years old and do what he was doing was just a wonderful sight.
I think it's because he beat up Jake the Snake.
Isn't
that how he got the whole Jake the Snake, Steve Austin 316 or whatever? Didn't he get it from beating up Jake the Snake? Or
I was watching WCW at that point. I don't know.
No, this is a long time. Yeah, this is when Jake the Snake was like about to leave WWF.
Was it when Stone Cold was the ringmaster?
No, he was just starting to be Stone Cold.
Oh.
Yeah, he was just getting into it.
I honestly don't remember. I don't think I was paying attention at that point.
Yeah, like Bret Hart was still like the WWF, you know, wrestler. This is like late 90s probably.
Hmm.
Back in the day.
Between Austin and The Rock, were you more of a Rock fan?
I didn't like The Rock all that much either.
Really? You couldn't smell what he was cooking?
No, I thought he was funny, but like I never got that his elbow or whatever. I don't know. I mean, the guy was just lay there while he ran around and jumped over the guy, and the guy just laying there like I'm knocked out.
That's wrestling, man.
You kick my arm. I don't know. I like the believable stuff. Like a DDT looks devastating, you know.
Especially when the Raven did it.
Oh gosh, I know. He would jump up a little bit.
Yeah, he sold the thing really well.
The DDTs look like they knock people out,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a pile driver or something like that. But like an elbow, I mean, it's just like as weak as that leg drop that you can tell he doesn't land on the neck or anything. Is this a wrestling show or is this a Star Wars show?
We should probably wrap up. People already hung up, I'm sure. So, all right, anyway, so we'll be back. When the next round is done. I don't know if I'm going to release this just yet. So,
and then we got we got a guest.
Yeah.
Should we tease it? Or?
I think we've teased it a few times. We've mentioned it. So.
Yeah, that he's gonna show us the way on The Last Jedi in our next episode. It's going to be great.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week. Like Leto said, we have a guest. And, when you hear and vote.
Yeah, get out there and vote. I mean, we need these people need your support. You know, these are big ones now.
This is WCW where the big boys play now.
Oh, good one. Good reference. Wrestling reference.
Wrestling. We're all about the wrestling. Plus, it's WrestleMania weekend, so I don't even watch wrestling that much anymore, but I'm still kind of juiced for WrestleMania. So, all right. So we'll catch you all next time.
Was it the Rondo Rap Roundup?
Ronto Rap. Yeah, because it's like round two, Ronto.
Ronto wrap roundup.
All right, may the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Do it. Admiral Viet.